Strange Adventure. The small seaplane, piloted by Riley of the River Patrol, banked slightly as it followed a turn in the winding silver stream below. A new sight for Riley's friend and passenger, Inspector Jonathan Hawk of the Homicide Bureau.
Riley, I'm certainly enjoying this flight. When do we get to Ford's Landing?
Well, it's just ahead. Then you can unlimber that rod and reel for a bit of fishing.
Riley went into a long glide and set the plane down smoothly upon the swift-flowing stream. He taxied the plane alongside the boat landing, and the two men hurried to make fast. Hardly had they moored the plane when Jonathan Hawk noticed a rowboat tied up on the opposite side of the landing.
Well, we're not alone here. Someone's been on the landing, and recently. These tracks are still damp.
Yes. Looks like somebody lost his oar, too. Here it is, jammed against the piling. Hey, maybe this fella can tell us how the fishing is.
They heard a noise behind them and turned to see a tall, bearded man hurrying toward them from the edge of the forest.
Hurry, please, hurry. Maybe you can help me. My friend is dying.
Hawk and Riley had followed the stranger a short distance when they came to a man lying face down upon a blanket.
There he is. I've been giving him artificial respiration, but I can't get him to breathe.
Jonathan Hawk dropped to his knees and placed his hands upon the prone figure of the young man.
It's too late now. He's dead.
The bearded man's voice quavered slightly as he spoke.
Poor Ben.
I did all I could. He was your friend?
Yes. I'm Marvin Lester, his older business partner. We came up here for the weekend.
How did the accident happen?
Well, this morning, Ben decided to do a bit of fishing. I was busy at the camp when I heard Ben yell. He was in midstream, just opposite the landing, tugging at his line and yelling for me to help him. I saw him take an oar and try to reach the snag line with it. I'd start out to help him when I saw his boat overturn. I knew Ben couldn't swim, so I rowed fast to save him. Must have hit his head on the side of the boat or on a rock on the bottom, for he was still under when I got there. I dived and I finally found him. I got him ashore and tried to revive him, but it was too late.
So I see. What happened to your friend's boat?
And it must have floated downstream.
Riley, we shall have to postpone our fishing trip for a while. I'm taking Mr. Lester into the city for further questioning. Ben Miles' death was no accident. It was murder.
Jonathan Hawk turned to the bewildered man.
Mr. Lester, you made quite a slip-up in your story of Mr. Miles' death. You said his boat overturned while he was in the center of the river, directly opposite the landing. If this had been so, we would not have found his oar against the pilings of the landing. No, sir. Due simply to the fact that the river flows fast along here, and the oar would have been deposited far downstream as his boat was. Consequently, I am holding you on suspicion of murder.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to The Hitchhiker, our next tale of Strange Adventure.